Bartlesville head football coach Harry Wright is with us as we are kind of in the middle of the football off season and between the spring and fall camps. And coach, you guys are into the depths of June here. It's going to be the dead period. Just to take a step back overall since the end of spring, how have things gone and your assessment of the club here after kind of a month of the off season following spring ball?
Yeah, thought spring ball went really well. I had our spring game that right at the end of May. Got some good competition, got some good reps out of that. And it kind of worked out really well this year that it kind of led us right into going to team camp. So we played the spring game on Friday, and then we went to team camp at Pittsburgh State up in Kansas on that Monday, Tuesday. It's a 3-day camp. And there were six other teams there. Usually there's quite a few other teams, but Kansas kind of changed their how they allow people to do team camps. Their high schools, they couldn't do them until July, so that kind of pushed everybody back. But got some good competition there, saw some good teams there, a couple of Oklahoma schools, a couple of Arkansas schools. And it's 3 days of just straight football. And that's one of the reasons I like it is, kind of get them out of Bartlesville. We stay in the dorms, so it's there's nothing but kind of eat, sleep, and then practice, that type of deal. And so the first day you have two practices, and you're competing against other. Really, you're scrimmaging other teams. You'll switch back and forth from offense to defense, but it's 11-on-11, and it's full competition. They try to make it kind of quick whistle where it's not as, it's not necessarily like a full game tackle to the ground, but still physical, still, full speed, full pads. So you have two practices that first day. You turn around and have three practices the next day, and they kind of space them out throughout the day. And that last practice is always, underneath the lights. And so that's kind of more of your competition drive the field. And then you have one practice the last day, which it's, we probably get, anywhere from 600 to 700 reps, And so for us, it's a lot. But it's kind of a, concentrated where we can get a ton of reps, ton of film, get guys a ton of work. Cause, we kind of look at it as, a normal football game is about 120 plays. So really in 3 days we can get, almost five games worth of reps, worth of just, working on what we do and kind of really gelling together as kind of our varsity guys, because that's kind of who we take is who we think is going to be playing on Friday nights in the fall. And just get them some competition, especially it's good for our younger guys because, we went to this camp 2 years ago. Last year we went to Oklahoma City and just kind of did like a 3-way scrimmage with Putnam City Original and a couple other schools. But this is the first time, so our sophomores, freshmen, several of them that played last year that are now sophomores, this was kind of their first experience to it. And get to stay in the dorms, get to eat in their, cafeteria, kind of get that a little glimpse of college life, from that standpoint as far as being on campus and being in their facilities and practicing. It's a really good, it's kind of expensive, but I think it's worth the money that we invest into it just because it's, like I said, it's 3 days and they come back from that kind of with a tighter bond, just from being in the dorms for that long.
Highlights, standouts, guys who played well there and what kind of sticks in your mind from that weekend as far as some standouts?
Yeah, Sutton looked really well, really good at running back. He's had a really good offseason as far as, going to camps and spring football. Looked really good at running back and even so Pitt State's coaches run it, which they're a, powerhouse Division II school. They've won a ton of games and really successful. And so he kind of got their coaches' attention from just being in person and they were really high on him. And then some other camps that he's went to, he's went to UCO and some other ones that really good Division II programs that have really good, elite football players. And so he's kind of put himself in the mix there. And he's done really well with that and looked really good there. EJ, Belial, and Harrison at receivers looked really good. Michael looked really good, throwing the football. He's really taken another step from that freshman year to sophomore year, just kind of, you know, understanding what we're trying to do and being able to execute. And, you know, EJ, you know, he's looked really, really, you know, going back to what we had with Nico, you know, I think he's pretty close to what that level is right now. And you know, he's a kid that he really doesn't even realize how good he could be because he's, you know, he's still 14 years old. You know what I mean? So he's still a baby from that standpoint, but has a huge upside and has been, you know, been putting in a lot of work and putting a lot of time with Michael as far as just working on, you know, throwing the football and being able to go get it. And you know, a lot of those 50-50 balls, you know, that he's able to – he's made some really good plays in all these 7-on-7s that we've been going to. And Harrison's another one that stepped in that played quite a bit last year at receiver, especially towards the end of the year, has looked really good at times. You know, defensively, you know, Coach Crane's kind of taken over our defense, and they had a good spring. You know, they won the spring game against us, which I was kind of upset about. But, you know, I mean, not upset, but – you know, obviously, we've tried to make as much competition as we can. And so they did a really good job in the spring game. And, you know, they've looked at doing some different things defensively, kind of with that three high stuff that you see a lot of colleges doing. And Sutton has looked really good at that role as far as kind of that middle safety that's also a linebacker that you're able to move around quite a bit. And, you know, they've looked really good. Defensive line, I thought, did really good at Pitt State. You know, they kind of a piece together. You know, Sanji Ketiku and, you know, Ian Badgie are two guys that played a little bit last year but weren't full-time starters. You know, I thought they had a really good spring and looked good at team camp against some other schools.
And since then, you guys have done some 7-on-7 stuff and summer pride. Like I mentioned at the outset of the interview, we're nearing the OSSA dead period as we record this interview. How's 7-on-7 stuff gone?
It's gone really good. So, I mean, we've had two tournaments. We went to the tournament 2 weeks ago at OSU at Stillwater. You know, there was 30-something teams there. Finished third in that tournament. Played really well. You know, I think we ended up 4-2 or 5-2 overall. Thought we went out and competed really well. And that's a neat event, too, because it's kind of, you know, similar to the Pitt State. They get to get on, you know, OSU's field and practice field and in their indoor. And got some good competition there. We started our passing league. We go every Tuesday with Bigsby. So we've had two of those so far where, you know, and it's more of kind of more of a controlled. You're not necessarily playing games. You're just trying to get reps in. And those have been going good, and we get everybody reps in those. You know, when we go to the tournaments, it's kind of more of your varsity guys. But on Tuesdays, we go 7th through 12th, and so we go an hour with the, you know, 7th, 8th, and 9th grade, and then we go an hour and a half with the high school guys right after that. And so we had our last one for June yesterday, which it was hot. Yesterday, kind of the heat got to them a little bit, but look good. You know, I think, you know, we're still progressing. I like where we're headed as far as especially offensively throwing the football, you know, with some of our younger guys, you know, specifically at quarterback, receiver, getting those guys some more confidence, getting those guys some more reps as the summer goes along. And then, you know, summer pride, we started that right when we got back from Pitt State. And so we go Monday through Thursday, and we go third grade all the way through 12th grade. And you know, have had really good attendance with that and, you know, kids showing up to that. And so it's definitely a busy summer. You know, we feel like I haven't stopped running since, you know, spring ball started, really. You know, that's kind of always the joke as far as the coaching side of it. All the teachers, you know, they're ready for school to end, but that's probably our busiest time outside of just when football season starts. You know, it's we're going, you know, constantly once June hits.
A group you hadn't mentioned yet, offensive line, some guys that you think may play there, and how have they looked?
Yeah, I thought they played well at team camp. You know, we got three or four starters, depending on kind of how you look at it. So Jesus Ortiz is a guy that started early in the year for us but broke his ankle. He's back. He's playing center. Has looked good. Tackles, we have Torres and Landry Holmes, which started, you know, both of them started every game last year. And then we have Chambers. It was kind of a, you know, rotated in a bunch, kind of battled some ankle injuries also. He's been playing that left guard, and then we've kind of – or he's been playing right guard, and then left guard, we've kind of had an open competition there. DeAndre Russell is a guy that was on the team last year, and really I think last year was his first year to play football, and he's had a really good offseason, kind of getting stronger, getting more flexible. So, you know, excited to kind of see who that fourth spot plays out. You know, have some other guys that you know, Cash Hancock's a kid that's, you know, he's a freshman, going to be a freshman. He kind of opened some eyes during spring football, and so he might be in the mix of, you know, being able to take one of those spots, and he's really grown and gotten stronger. And so, you know, he's a guy that might be able to get in the mix from the offensive line standpoint. But, no, I feel good as far as, you know, I think we have more depth than we had last year, you know, at specifically offensive line. You know, where we have eight guys that we feel like we can put in there and be able to, you know, get some production out of, you know, cause that's always one of those, you're lucky if you can make it, you know, all season with the same starting five. That doesn't happen very often. And so, Coach Webb's done a really good job with those guys, getting them ready. And they got a ton of reps at Pitt State and spring ball. And they're actually at O-line D-line camp. They had Bigsby, they call it Eastern Oklahoma Line Camp, and there's about – I went over there with them yesterday, and there's about 600 linemen out there from all over the state, and going and getting some competition. And just really that's all they work from 10 to 3 is this offense and defensive line play. And so that's we've went to that camp for years, and it's really good for them to kind of get hear some other perspectives coaching-wise, but also just get the competition from, you know, our best linemen are going up against, you know, Jinx's best linemen or whoever else is there. And so there's definitely some good competition, and see how those guys do today.
You mentioned Michael a couple times throughout the first part of the interview, kind of specifically differences maybe between him now and where he was at the end of November when his freshman season wrapped up, things you've seen him take a step forward in, and what are some things maybe you're kind of focusing on him trying to get better at before you get into fall camp?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is just he's gotten bigger. Yeah, I mean, having another year in the weight room, and actually saw a picture that his sister had posted somewhere, and it was a year apart from when we were at Pitt State to we were at Putnam City Original the year before, and it didn't even look like the same kid as far. I mean, he's probably put on, I'm going to say, 25 pounds and probably grown at least 2 or 3 inches. And so he's from the physicality standpoint, you know, he'll take a big step this year, you know, just strength-wise, speed-wise, being, you know, explosiveness. You know, from a quarterback development standpoint, you know, he's worked really hard this offseason as far as, you know, going and, you know, we threw 3 days a week basically since Christmas, and then he, you know, played in some different 7-on-7 tournaments outside of, you know, what we could coach him at this year, and then obviously the 7-on-7 stuff we're doing now, and then he's been going to some camps. He went down to took him down to Air It Out Camp, which is actually a local guy that runs it, Colonel Flowers, invited us down there, and so we went down there, and he got probably, you know, 500-600 throws in a 2-day period. And so, and, you know, Texas Tech's offensive coordinator was our former quarterback coach was one of the guys running it. So just to get some, you know, high level coaching and really just the confidence in the reps. And that's one of those things at quarterback. It's just the consistency of that, of, you know, taking your drop, throwing it on time. And that's something I think he's gotten a lot better at just progression wise, looking at him from where he was last year. Just being able to be comfortable in the pocket, throw the ball on time, you know, anticipate when guys are coming open instead of just having to wait till they're, you know, you see them open. And that's where you take the next step at, you know, high school development wise, you know, in junior high, you throw it cause they're open, you know, in high school. And especially once you get into the college level, you have to kind of throw them open sometimes or anticipate when they're going to come open and put the ball there. And he's gotten a lot better at that from that side of the game of just anticipating and then just getting the timing down with our guys. You know, that's a huge, that's one of the reasons we do, you know, 7-on-7 and all these things is, you know, we want to be able to throw that, you know, fade ball, you know, 1,000 times by the time we got to throw it against Newcastle, you know, game one. And so having that timing down and having that trust between, you know, quarterbacks and receivers to where they know where the ball is going to be, they know when it's going to get there. You know, that part's huge.
And I think the last thing I'll ask, when you and I spoke kind of long form last time, you were still waiting on a few of those assistant coaches roles to be finalized and kind of come into place. Now that you're in the summer, I guess most of that's done. Some new names that we'll be seeing this fall.
Yeah, so we've, you know, staff-wise, we're pretty much set. Still have some junior high coaches I want to, you know, try to get in once school starts or kind of throughout the summer. But, you know, offensively, we had a coach, Joyce, came over from Sand Springs. He was offensive line coach there. He's going to help out with our kind of fullbacks, tight ends, and then also help out with offensive line. Coach Winfrey is coming from the college level, and he's actually a hometown guy, graduated from here, went to OSU, GA'd there, and then got into the college coaching side of it. He's joined us and is on coach quarterbacks. Coach Frank's a local guy. His son played for us a couple of years ago. He's going to come out and help us with running backs. You know, from a defensive side, we added Coach Daniels. He was a head coach at Morris last year. Him and his family's up here, which he has a son that's going to be a ninth grader and two daughters. They're going to be in the high school as well, and his wife's going to be at the high school teaching also. And so he's done a really good job working with our inside linebackers. You know, Coach Beasley's another guy that we added, local guy, played here. He's actually just got out of the Army and is going to college in the fall, so he's going to kind of help out as kind of a assistant with us in the secondary. I think that's all of them. We had a little bit of moving pieces, but it's been really good. You know, I've had a couple people ask me throughout spring ball just kind of, you know, how we feel about the staff, or how I feel about the staff coming together. And you know, I think it's important to keep a staff together just because those coaches, you know, you build that relationship with those kids. But I also, you know, it's been good for us from a just having a fresh perspective, you know, having a fresh energy level, you know, guys coming in that, you know, are being able to kind of bring a different viewpoint than what we've had the last couple of years of just, you know, just being positive and just having high energy and just being, you know, ready to go to work. And so that part's been kind of a shot in the arm for us. And I saw that in the spring, is just felt like our kids' energy level was better, felt like our, you know, overall program energy level was better, and you know, not focused as much on the negative stuff and just, you know, control what we control and focus on the positive stuff.